Hey, it's me.
Hey, sorry. Am I disturbing you? Cool. Is it okay if I come in? I can't be in my room right now. Why? Oh, no reason. It's just that Brooke and I got into another fight. Yeah, I know. I know. We've been bickering a lot. I don't know what's been going on with us lately. Ever since her boyfriend broke up with her, she's been... No. No, it's not just a bad mood. She's just been going crazy. And I can't take it. Oh, don't worry. She can't hear us. She's in the shower right now. I told her I was going to go on a run to blow off some steam. But I lied. I just needed to come up with an excuse not to be in our room for a while. I need to rant. She's been repeatedly making our room a mess. Her makeup stuff is all over the place, and she's constantly leaving her underwear everywhere, even though the laundry basket is right there. And she's been going wild on Tinder lately, constantly searching for the boy attention that she no longer gets from her ex. I mean, you've seen her, right? Always bringing home a new boy every Friday and Saturday. And Monday. And Thursday. And every day. And she has the audacity to text me to clean up our room when she brings one of those guys home. God, she's just too much. I mean, first of all, isn't it like tradition or convention or something that the girl always goes to the boy's house? You're a guy. Tell me, am I wrong? You always bring the girl home, not the other way around. I have no idea why she keeps bringing these guys over to our room when she knows that I live there too. Anyway, yeah. She texts me to clean up the room. And you know what the worst part is? I do it. I get down on my knees and I pick up all of her stuff. I actually clean up after her. I don't know why. I just feel guilty if I don't. But that's on me, I guess. I can't with her. I just can't. She's been too much recently. Thanks for letting me rant. I guess I really did need to blow off some steam. Oh, you know what can calm me down, do you? Well, what's that? Well, that did make me feel a little bit better. But I think that I'm going to need a little bit more than that if I'm going to fully settle down. Take off my clothes and take me to the bed. Mm. so fucking bad. Oh, I want to make you feel better than any girl has ever made you feel in your life. Better than Kazi has ever fucked any of her Tinder dates. Put your hands down my shorts. I want you to feel how wet I am. Your fingers feel so, so good. Just like, oh, fuck, oh, just like that, oh, oh, fuck, oh, 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 you really know how to help a girl blow off some steam. Oh, speaking of blowing things, why don't I just... Shit. Is that Kazi? Why would she be knocking? Fuck. Go to the door. No, you can't just ignore her. She knows you're here. You have to answer it. I'll hide under the blankets. I'll be quiet. Don't worry. Just answer her. And put on your shirt.
Hey, you busy? I mean, I just came out of the shower, but I'm in a towel. Why? What's the big deal? I'm sure you've seen me in a towel before. You haven't? Really? Even after living together this long? Huh. Well, there is a first time for everything, I suppose. Can I come in? I'm just feeling really stressed right now. Thanks. I'll just sit right here. Oh, I can't sit on your bed? Okay, that's cool. Your bed, your rules. I'll just stand. I need to let out some energy anyway. Why? Well, Ruby and I got into a fight. She got mad at me for bringing boys to our room, even though she does the exact same thing to me. Kicking me out because she has to study or do yoga or whatever. Not to mention her alarm wakes both of us up at 5 a.m. every single day. Saturdays included. But it's whatever. You don't need to hear the details. The only detail you need to know is that tonight I pissed her off enough that she left the house. Yeah, she said she went on another one of her runs or something. I don't know, I wasn't really listening. But the point is, you and I have the whole house to ourselves for a while. And I really need to release all my pent-up energy. Oh, I think you know exactly what I mean. Come on, let's have some fun. I'm all wet, you know. And not because I just came out of the shower. Come here. I'll just... Oh, sorry. This pesky towel is in the way. Would you mind helping me take it off? Perfect. Now where were we? Oh yeah, I was just about to...
You were just about to stop.
What the fuck? Ruby, what are you even doing here?
Apparently the same thing as you. Releasing some energy.
You're supposed to be on a run.
Well, you're supposed to be in our room.
Actually, I was going to sleep here tonight. I'm not sleeping next to you. Not after earlier.
No, you're sleeping in our room. I'm going to sleep here tonight. Right after I fuck his brains out.
Aw, it's so cute how you think you can do that.
Oh, I know that I can. I could fuck him better than you ever could.
I wouldn't fucking bet on it.
I would.
Okay, fine. I'm up to the challenge. What's the bet?
Whoever he says is better at sex gets to keep our room to herself for a month. The other has to sleep on the couch.
Deal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a cock to suck. If you don't mind me sucking you off for a bit, I'm just going to get on my knees like this. I kinda have incentive now to give you the best, wettest, sloppiest blowjob you've ever had.
Hey, no fair. You don't get a head start.
Sorry, sweetie. Early bird gets the cock. And it looks like you got down here too slowly.
I'm a competitive runner, Kazi. You don't have to talk to me about going too slowly. Besides, I'm here now, aren't I? Step aside.
Nope. Not yet. He's still getting harder. And I love to feel him get bigger in my mouth.
He's only getting harder because I'm finally down here too.
Or, what's more likely, is that I can suck his cock better than you can.
Only because you've had some practice recently, Miss Tinder.
Sorry, what did you say? I couldn't hear you over the sound of me making him moan.
Oh, please. He makes the same noise when he eats good ice cream.
Oh, you think that my blowjobs are as good as ice cream? Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Get your mouth off his cock. I'll show you what a real blowjob looks like.
Make me.
Fine.
Is that my cherry lip gloss that I taste on your lips?
Yes, it is. I borrowed it for a bit. Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. You taste incredible.
Well, that's how his cock is about to taste.
What? Hey!
Oh, I'm sorry. Did my sweet, soft lips distract you? My fault. It will not happen again. Especially now that these lips are going to be wrapped around his cock. Just like this. use my hands a bit to jerk that brie gum in my mouth.
You're really using your hands? What is this, freshman year of college?
Big talk from a girl who doesn't get a single drop of brie cum from his cock.
Oh, please, I warmed him up for you.
Or, more likely, I'm just way better at this than you are.
Not unless I distract you.
What do you mean? Oh, that's not fair. Oh, fuck.
Having trouble concentrating there, Maddie? Do you like it when I rub your clit? All is fair in sex and war.
It's love and war. Not sex and war.
Well then, consider this an act of war. That's it. Good girl. Take your mouth off that cock. Just focus on how good I can make your clit feel. No, your cock can go back in my mouth, where it belongs. Your cock does taste like cherry lip gloss now. Like the way I look up at you when I suck your cock. Or the way I can put you all the way in the back of my throat.
Cassie, don't stop. Fuck. Don't stop.
Don't worry, I won't. I can multitask.
Fuck. Fuck, Cassie. Kiss me.
Nope. I'm not falling for that again.
No, it's not a trick. I just want to taste you. Please. Please, I'm so wet.
I know this isn't a trick.
Oh, let's just put his cock between our lips. Oh, we can lick him from each side. Oh, it'll be fair that way. Please, please, please. Oh, I want to feel your lips while you're fingering me.
Fine, we'll share his cock. I'll get on this side. You can stay over there.
Oh, just shut up and kiss me through his cock.
I can taste his pre cum on your lips.
It pairs well with the lip gloss, doesn't it?
Uh,
Fuck, Cassie. I'm getting so fucking wet.
Good girl.
I can't take it. I'm dripping onto the floor.
Don't worry. I'm sure you can clean it up later, as usual.
Fuck you. And your amazing fingers.
No, my amazing fingers are fucking you.
I need to ride him. No.
Why do you get to ride him first?
Because I need it. I need it more.
I don't know. Maybe you should ask him. It is his cock, after all.
Fine. Hey, please. Please. Let me ride you first. My pussy is throbbing. I can't take her teasing anymore. I need it. I just need you inside me. Please. Please.
You're saying yes? Okay then, go for it.
Thank goodness. I'll lay down. I'm going to ride you harder than I've ever ridden anybody before. Fuck. Ooh, I'm dripping all over your cock.
Careful there, sweetie. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, trust me. I want it to hurt. You feel so good inside me. Oh my god. Oh, this is exactly what I needed. Oh, my pussy is just clenching around you.
You get a minute on his cock before it's my turn to ride. You need to be fair after all.
I know you love this pussy. How tight I am. How deep I can go. I know you love that you can do this to me. How you make me moan. Look at them. Oh, it's hypnotic. Oh, they're so much better than Cassie's, aren't they?
No, they're not. She's lying. Look, my tits are nice too. Better, even. I'll show you. Here, feel them. That's perfect. Your hands feel so nice in my breasts.
Oh, but wouldn't you much rather feel my tits when I ride you?
No, he wouldn't. I'm pretty sure he'd rather have mine in his mouth, like this.
Hey, no fair. You can't block his view of me.
Don't worry. It's almost my turn to ride him anyway. You'll have to get off and soon.
Oh, trust me. I'm getting off.
Oh, fuck, Ruby. I'm getting so fucking horny over here. Oh, please let me ride. I need to ride him now.
But you'll only get to ride him for as long as I got to ride him.
Okay, deal. Whatever you say. I just really need that cock inside me as soon as possible.
Only if you're sure you can handle it.
With how horny I am right now, I think he should be more concerned about handling me.
Oh, please. You're all bark and no bite.
I'll only bite if you want me to, sweetie.
Just go ahead and ride him already.
With pleasure. I'll just slide down on his... fuck. You slid right inside me. I told you I was all wet. Holy shit. Your cock is fantastic.
Better than your Tinder boys?
Much better. Oh, fuck. I can feel you throbbing inside of me. Fuck. Go faster. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Oh, I can take it.
It's time for revenge. Yeah, see? You're getting a taste of your own medicine.
Fuck me. Oh, that's so unfair.
Oh, it's totally fair. You rubbed my clit. Now it's time for a bit of karmic justice.
You're making me tremble.
Good. Tremble for me. Be a good girl and just quiver. Feel my delicate little fingers. This is what you get for teasing me earlier. This is what you get for making me clean up our room every weekend. This is what you deserve.
This is what I deserve. Oh, fuck, Maddie. I'm sorry. Oh, I feel so good.
Don't speak. Just ride him. Feel every ounce of pleasure I give you.
Fuck. I think I'm gonna come soon. Oh, your cock is so deep inside me. Oh, I can practically taste you. I'm gonna come.
Well, in that case, let me wrap you faster.
No, wait. It's so unfair. You can't do that.
All is fair in love and war, huh?
Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Right there. Your cock is perfect. Right there. Don't stop. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Yeah. Holy shit, you're shaking. Here. Let me help you settle down a bit. You did great. You made him feel good. But it's my turn now. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Though, I think I should ride you facing the other way now. A good cowgirl always rides in reverse, too. That is, if you don't mind. Oh, that's what I thought. I'll just turn around. And you can go back inside. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, your cock feels amazing. Oh, thrust into me. Grab my hips and thrust. Just get in deep. I want you to fuck me. As hard and as deep as you can. Like I said, I need to release some energy. And you are gonna give me my release.
Hey, you kiss me. Kiss me while she rides you. I want to feel your lips. I know. It tastes like cherries.
Pull my hair. Do whatever you need to get as deep as you possibly. I want to feel all of you.
Let me just kiss you. On your neck. As I whisper in your ear.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I think I'm getting close. Don't stop.
You heard her. Don't stop. Keep fucking her with your long, hard cock. Make her feel like what that. I felt.
Like that. Exactly like that. Oh, fuck. Don't you
make
dare
her come
stop.
As hard as I did. Come on, make her come. I know you want to. And I know you want to come too. Go ahead, make her squirm and then come with her.
Fuck. I want you to come inside me. Fuck. This feels so good.
Here, give me your hand. Feel my pussy. Feel how wet I am. That's how turned on I am. Watching you make her come like this. That's how wet you've made both of us.
Oh, I'm so close. I'm so close. I'm so fucking close.
You're almost there. You can do it.
Come with me. Come in me.
Come with her.
Oh, please, come in me. Come with me. I'm coming. No, come with me. Fuck. Get to me.
Good job, Tiger. You managed to make two girls come in one night.
Oh, fuck. I can't fucking feel my legs. Holy shit.
You were the one who asked, "Are you sure you can handle it?"
Oh, I'd say I handled that pretty well, actually.
Oh, your pussy is dripping a bit.
That's okay. Don't worry about that.
No, I owe you. You've cleaned up our room a lot. Now, it's time for me to clean you a bit.
What are you talking about? Sensitive down there.
Good. It's no fun licking an insensitive pussy. When I hear you moan when I do this. Exactly. Like that.
Okay. You've cleaned me up enough. I forgive you.
I forgive you, too, and I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. We blew that fight out of proportion.
Me, too. I hate it when we fight. Can't we just make up and be friends again?
Even better. We can make out and be friends again.
Perfect.
Wait, I'm curious though.
Yeah?
Who won?
Oh yeah. Hey, who did win?
I blew you better.
But I rode you better.
Nuh-uh.
Did too.
Okay, whatever. But, seriously, who won?
Neither of us? That is such a cop-out. How could you say that neither of us won yet?
Yeah. What do you mean by yet?
Wow, it's best 2 out of 3.
Well, I didn't know about that rule.
Well, the ref has spoken. His bad, his rules, after all.
I mean, if that's the case, I think we both better get ready for round 2.
I think so too.
Doggy style this time.
You read my mind.